Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Something that has so far been seen as a setup on black communities might end up doing more good than harm. The president has sent in the National Guard to the nation's capital to supposedly keep the peace, reduce crime, and bring normality to the city. On the face of it, this is another case of disrespect for a majority black community. Now the development is being analyzed so conclusions can be arrived at. A simple and quick answer might not be so accurate. The guard has been in place for, 2 weeks, and there are no reported murders. This is not to gainsay that crime has not, over the last couple of years, seen a 30% decline. Now, there are threats the National Guard might be sent to Chicago as well. It would be interesting to see if the Guard is sent in, if crime will also fall precipitously in Chicago. In fact, if people across the Windy City were able to reduce crime significantly in as short a time as possible, maybe the argument that crime is rampant would lose its valence. In other words, this really is about whether Washington, D.C. will remain a crime-reduced environment after the Guard leaves or not. It is whether the Chicago community can so adjust itself overnight as to create a strong argument why the National Guard should not be deployed. This, by the way, is not about giving in to a would-be dictator. It would be about black communities fixing their problem where they can and when they can before a president uses them as examples of bad behavior or an excuse for bullyism. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.